You're listening to SBS News.
A grim prognosis for a multi-billion dollar insurance sector. A leading think tank says private health cover is costly, unfair and confusing. The Grattan Institute's health program director, Stephen Duckett, says the industry is facing a financial crisis as fund membership becomes increasingly dominated by the over-65s.
Not only have the numbers of older people in health insurance have gone up, but the rate in which they're using health insurance has gone up as well.
Higher premiums are making it less and less appealing for the young and healthy. Consumer Health Forum Chief Executive Leanne Wells says the report highlights the need for a wide-ranging Productivity Commission inquiry into private health.
What we're seeing is a health product that's really considered valuable for many, many people who choose to have it, but increasingly becoming more of a family discretionary spend item.
Health insurers themselves acknowledge the difficulties keeping young people in the private system, but they say it's crucial to maintain a viable industry in Australia to relieve the pressure on our public hospitals. According to Rachel David, Chief Executive of Private Healthcare Australia, private health covers two-thirds of non-emergency services.
When it works well, the private sector is a highly efficient way of funding essential non-emergency surgery. But there are regulations that are historical that are in place that force health funds to pay for a lot of claims and pay very high costs for claims when it's not necessary.
But Health Minister Greg Hunt maintains the industry is on the mend, thanks to coalition reforms. He says these include youth discounts, better access for people in regional areas, an easier to understand classification system for policies, and better access for mental health. Reforms that Stephen Duckett, a former head of the Federal Health Department, says don't go far enough.
The problem's not a new one, it's been there for a decade. You know, the government obviously probably doesn't want a Productivity Commission inquiry because it sees that as a Labor initiative, but something's got to happen. We can't just keep on going the way we're going.
Gareth Borum, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.